Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the fourth week of Easter, and from the United States, I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, preaching for you today with a preaching I'm calling Expanding the Vision. The reading is from the book of Acts. Now, those who were scattered because of the persecution that took place over Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, and they spoke the word to no one except Jews. But among them were some men of Cyprus and Cyrene who, on coming to Antioch, spoke to the Greeks also, proclaiming the Lord Jesus. The hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number became believers and turned to the Lord. News of this came to the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he came and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced, and he exhorted them all to remain faithful to the Lord with steadfast devotion, for he was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and of faith. And a great many people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for an entire year they associated with the church and taught a great many people, and it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. Thus ends the reading. We have an interesting thing happening here. Jesus's first disciples were in Jerusalem, and that's where he died, and they were having success, and then failure when Stephen gets stoned to death, and many of them scatter. But when they scatter to Phoenicia, Cyprus, Antioch, they still preach only to Jews, because for this first generation, Christianity was a Jewish thing. So why would they talk to non-Jews? Well, then the second generation comes on, people who heard the word in Cyprus and Cyrene, and they come to Antioch, and they start talking to Greeks. What a crazy idea to speak of this Jewish Savior to Greeks. But it works, and they convert. The second generation has different ideas, and word gets back to Jerusalem that something's crazy is going on in Antioch. So they send their guy up there to see what's going on, Barnabas. And Barnabas comes and says, wow, this is great. And he even goes and gets Paul, brings him to Antioch to say, look what's happening here, preaching to Greeks. These are Christians. Christians, finally called that because they have an expanding view of who they are, not just some Jewish sect, but something new and something expansive that can grow beyond this Jewish world. A lot of times we start something, a ministry, a business, just some idea that we own and it's ours. We get other people to help us out and we grow it and we're careful. But at some point, if it's really going to have life, it needs to have life beyond our thoughts. We need to encourage others to take our ideas, take our business, take our ministry, and do with it what you think best. The second generation, the third generation, they see things differently, and that's a good thing. It's not just preserving it intact, like a museum piece. It's growing it like a garden. So, what can you grow that's been handed on to you? Or what can you hand on to somebody else and encourage them to help it grow? That's how we'll grow our faith in the world.